Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Eric.
How are you?
I'm pretty great. How are you?
Doing well, thank you. Jeff, this is day one of the 12 days of podcasts.
Oh my God, it's that time of the year already. It is our third time doing this, 3 years in a row, 12 days of podcasts, 12 days before Christmas, one episode every single day.
And we start right here today. There's a lot of new content on the way, guys. Get used to it. Load up, whether you are traveling, whether you are at home opening presents, whether you have nothing to do, whether you have a lot to do. Thank you guys for rocking with us all year. This is our present to you.
So you better like it. Because you can't return it.
No, not at all. Jeff, today, we are starting off the 12 Days of Podcast with someone who's been on the podcast before, but we're not doing this episode the same way.
Right. So, Guapdad 4000 was on our podcast back in January, and he told his story to us that time, which was, you know, here's a kid who grew up in a family of scammers and did not want to be a scammer, but ended up falling into that and becoming very popular online on Tumblr and on Instagram, and has now become an actual artist, and a successful one at that. He was on Buddy's album. We loved his feature on there. He has his own album coming out with a ton of different features.
But my favorite thing about him is that he's a full personality. You get people up here a lot who don't know who they are. This is a young man who knows himself and knows how big his persona is and buys into it. So given that, given how outgoing he is, how funny he is, how smart he is, and so we wanted to get him up here to answer the internet's craziest questions.
Yeah, it's a good way to put it.
So that's what we have today. It's like an advice show with Guapdad 4000.
It's the Ferragamo Falcon giving Armani advice.
Jeff, before we get into this episode, I want to tell the people that it is holiday season right now. It is your chance to get It's the Real merch for your family and friends. And you can do that only at itsthereal.com/shop. We're talking t-shirts, we're talking sweatshirts, we're talking rhyme books. Now is the time to go there. itsthereal.com/shop. Jeff, when do you want to get into this episode?
Right now.
Yo, what up? It's Eric, a.k.a. Crip Walking, a.k.a. Tiny Tim.
Yo, what up? It's Jeff, a.k.a. Meek Mill Intro, a.k.a. Hi, I'm Meek Mill.
Yo, what's up? You swap that Patagonian Prada past.
Yeah, this is your third favorite podcast to waste time with. It's the Real. Listen, we started 2018 off with the best podcast ever, Guapdad 4000, and there wasn't any way that we could close 2018 out without getting the Falcon back here on the East Coast. And here he is in real life.
Wow. You know, I had to fly in real quick.
Yo, you really are fresh off that flight, though.
Hey, no, and it was first class.
Woo. Well, excuse me.
I know, sorry. That's a big difference in 12 months right there.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
But, I mean, like, is it that big of a difference for you being that you're not, like, a tall individual?
It's fun for me because I got my feet way up there. I'm talking shit. Like, it was hella fun for me. I was just playing the Switch, and then the stewardess bitch kept coming through, and she's like, yo, you want hot towels? I'm like, yeah. So I ran through like 5 hot towels for no reason.
Yeah, why not?
Just because. Yeah.
Why not?
Listen, you know, 2018.
Yeah.
So we're going to do something a little different today. This is different from, you told your whole story, that first podcast. It was legendary. I think all your fans went crazy. I know all of our fans went crazy. But today
we felt like, since you've lived so many different lives, and since you are the father of Finesse, we wanted to do an episode where you give advice to the internet at large. And so we took questions from the internet, and we are going to answer them now, starting with, is it weird for adult daughters to call their father daddy?
I feel like I've only heard it from spoiled or people of privilege.
Mm-hmm.
And seeing as that's what I want to become, I'm going to assume that that is the norm.
Would you be fine with your daughter calling you guap daddy?
I don't care. Honestly, I got to deal with, like, grown men calling me that.
I don't ever know what to call you. I call you Guapdad.
Yeah.
Yeah, but do grown men call you that on Instagram? Do they say dad?
Oh, you're saying people call you daddy on Instagram?
No, like, grown men refer to me as Guapdaddy.
Yeah, oh.
They add the D-Y and make it weird.
Yeah.
Because it's usually not that.
Does anyone call you 4,000?
People call me 4K.
Okay, that's pretty good.
I've gotten 4K a lot, never, like, 4,000.
What do your, like, closest friends call you?
Guap. It's transition now.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, my name is Akeem, mm-hmm. and my family name is Kimaleem.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Akeem Kimaleem?
That's my... Okay, so it's separate.
Okay.
I'm Akeem. Actually, my whole name is Akeem Ali,
mm-hmm.
because my pop side is, like, fake Muslim,
mm-hmm.
hella tied into, like, the Black Panther movement and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And my mama's favorite movie was Coming to America. Fun fact... Y'all was talking about Buddy earlier, good mm-hmm. friend of mine.
Yep.
His name is Simi.
Yep.
Both of our names come from Coming to America.
But his name...
is Simi Sims.
Simi Sims, which is so good. And I told him, I was like, yo, like, why would you ever change it to Buddy? Simi Sims is such a better name than yeah. Buddy.
That's fire.
Yo, yeah. At what point can a girl call you by your given name?
Never.
Never?
Yeah.
You always want her to call you 4K
just
and then
guap.
Move to Guap?
It's just Guap.
Can I call you Lloyd?
Have you seen the most recent album cover that Lloyd dropped?
I sure did.
It was definitely out of fucking pocket.
He had no pockets on that album cover. So I don't know where we fell on that. Is it weird for adult daughters to call their father daddy? I think so.
It stops at like 14, right?
Yeah.
Shouldn't we decide 14, 15?
I feel like...
maybe when you get your driver's license, it stops.
There's a very sexual component to calling people daddy as an adult.
I just feel like I separate it mentally. And maybe because I'm younger than y'all too,
mm-hmm.
I'm like a TV baby. When I think of it, I see fucking Hillary Banks.
Mm-hmm.
Like, daddy, I need to use a credit card.
Right.
Talking to her pop.
Sure, yeah.
You know what
yeah,
I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's why I associate it with, like, privilege.
Next question. Was I wrong to tell a fellow airplane passenger not to put her feet up? Recently on an airplane flight, the passenger next to me put her feet with shoes on onto the headrest in front of her. No one was in the seat since she had her headphones on. I tapped her on the shoulder and indicated that it was unsanitary to put one's feet where normally a passenger's head should be.
Yeah, see, I know life has changed now and you're in first class where the feet don't even fit, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, take yourself back a year when you were back here with, like, the regular folks like us.
Mm-hmm.
What would you do in that situation?
Well, first of all, let me just correct you. I was always ahead of the regular ones, but just behind the really rich ones.
Oh, comfort
you know,
class.
Yeah. You know, economy plus.
Right. Chanel comfort.
So, with that said, I still had the same amount of, like, foot room.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody put their full feet up next to me, I'd be kind of mad I didn't think about it first. So, shout out to whoever put their feet up.
You know yeah. what? You know what? I'm the type... Well, for instance, we have a neighbor all the way down the hall. Like, so there's four apartments on this floor. The one directly opposite of us is a family of four. A mother, father, and two very young kids. Like, maybe, like, 4 and, like, 6 years old or something like that.
Yeah.
The father, for whatever reason, would sit right outside this door on the stairwell and clip his nails right there. And I'm the type... that, like, walks around here, like, you know, like, my back straight, like, puffing and puffing, right? And saying, I'm going to say something. I walk out there. And I was like, what are you doing? And he goes, I got young kids. And I was like, okay, sir.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I had to press the button, wait for the elevator to go downstairs to pretend to check the mail, and then come back upstairs and hope that he was done.
Oh, you had a whole backstory?
That's who I am. Yeah. So in case that happened on there, I wouldn't say a thing. I would, like, put my headphones on, stare out the window and try to, like...
Yeah, I don't know if I'm up for a confrontation on an airplane. Or, like, I saw a crazy person on the subway yesterday.
In closed space.
Yeah, and it's just, like, I don't feel like I'm... Just, like, if I really had an issue, I can sit for 6 hours in a ball by the window. and then hopefully, like, you know, breathe and get out.
Well,
the
plane. What do each of you do if you're by the window?
Mm-hmm.
Again, take it back to, like, where it's, like, you know, confined quarters, and you gotta, like, if you're by the window,
yep,
and it's like an overnight flight, a red eye flight, and you gotta go to the bathroom, and there's two sleeping people right next to you, what do you do?
Wake them up.
Oh, I'm waking niggas up. I already did this before.
Yeah.
Hello, excuse me, I got to go.
You don't do like a nimble, like, you know, climb over them?
I tried that before, and then I end up tripping,
yep,
and I fucked up this dude's headphones. I swear.
Were they the free headphones though?
I don't even know. I think they were, but I didn't pay attention because I was trying to hurry up and get up out of there.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was like, oh, my bad. And I just heard him, like, hold the metal piece and go, oh. So I had to hurry up, get to the bathroom and reset. Yeah.
Because then they're awake for the rest of the time that you're in the bathroom because they can't go back to sleep because then you got to go wake them up again to get back in.
Yeah.
But you're saying there's part of me that would almost be like, you want to know what? I'm going to try pissing in a bottle. I might,
almost.
Yeah, I might piss in a bottle.
Make that sacrifice?
Yeah. Like if they have the blanket and everything.
Oh. Whoa.
Yeah, because now you're saying it's an overnight flight.
It is an overnight flight. Red eye, yeah.
Yeah, well, I could.
Now, okay. Given that scenario, so yeah. You piss in the bottle successfully.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, when put the cap back on when they come taking the trash.
Yeah, am I handing it off to her?
Are you doing it discreetly? Or are you just like out in the open, just like, look what I did?
Yeah. Look what I made?
Yeah.
I don't know about
that.
I made
pee pee.
Yeah.
I made a moment.
I made this for you.
Yeah.
That's crazy. But back, we digress
yes.
to the original point. If I'm putting my legs up, nobody better not say nothing to me. You don't know what I'm going through.
Yeah.
Just had, oh, bro, like, you don't know if I got fucking Rick Owens restless leg syndrome with distally attached rheumatoid arthritis. You know?
I'm sorry to laugh, sir.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're going through. Actually, I feel like it's safer to say something on a plane because they've already checked you for weapons.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, like on the subway yesterday, that woman,
yeah,
like, she was, like, talking to herself. She was ready to stab somebody. Can't do that on a plane.
Yeah, there's no metal detectors walking into the two line.
Yeah,
but also what they don't measure is these hands.
I thought you were going to say heart.
Okay, how can I get my friend to stop dating criminals?
Well, here we go.
I'm worried about a close friend I've known for about 10 years. She's well-educated, independent, and family-oriented. She's been online dating for quite a while and continually meets guys who have criminal backgrounds. She dated one of them on the down low for 2 years because she was embarrassed by how he behaved in public. The most recent man served a 16-year prison sentence for being involved in a murder.
Oh.
What would you do?
If your friend was dating criminals one after another,
yeah,
what would you do?
Well, I'm a criminal.
I know.
And like,
but do you put that out there?
I come from a hood. I mean, but like,
how many?
It's my brand, so it's hard to hide.
Well, okay, just like, how many murders have you been a part of? Sir, please put your feet down.
I just want to know, like, if this girl looks for guys who have criminal records. Like,
I mean, but the thing is, what she does not specify is how are the relationship dynamics. Because what if these are really good boyfriends? Mm-hmm. They're just criminals. She never says.
Right.
Right.
We don't know.
Right. Criminals need love, too.
Exactly.
But if there's a bad pattern. So you're saying, like, the job has nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
Like, maybe he, you know, rubs her feet. And maybe he, like, gets her flowers. And maybe he, like, cooks dinner. Maybe he looks out for her when she's down.
Yeah, but maybe he's rubbing her feet because he's trying to imagine what she would feel like as, like, a fur coat. Like a skin jacket.
I mean, but these aren't. Well, are they white?
Oh, probably.
So some white collar?
That's a possibility.
Yeah.
White collar. Because I was thinking black criminals.
Right. Although, well,
you know what I'm saying? A good thing about being friends with a black murderer, usually not killing you.
Right. Right.
So that's the thing.
Right. As a white person,
mm-hmm.
I would just say, because Styles says that I look like a serial killer.
Yeah.
You know.
It's the cut.
Yeah.
It's the cut in the glasses.
Have you seen Making Murderer?
Is it a cartoon?
No, it's not. Netflix. No. Yeah.
It's a documentary about a guy who goes
definitely.
To
you
goes
lost
to jail
me first with the D word. It's a what?
It's a Japanese.
Yeah. Okay. Really?
Lots of lasers. So this guy, he goes to prison, but he's fucking killing it. He always has a girlfriend.
He does.
And so it's like, how does this guy, like this Wisconsinian guy who has like no brain cells but has like six girlfriends.
Right.
I feel like, you know, he does right by them. They don't do right by him.
That is very true. But don't spoil the ending here. In case you ever want to get into documentaries, start with Making a Murderer on Netflix.
What is it? How can I get my friend to stop dating criminals?
Mm-hmm. Don't.
Yeah, don't.
Don't.
Okay.
Let him live.
Okay. Or don't. Well, not by murderer.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
If he's letting her live, then you should too.
Right.
Wow.
Because what if you get him to break up and then he might want to come for your ass? So mind your business.
Yeah.
Yeah. How can I get people to pronounce my unusual name correctly?
I feel like a couple of different ones have come to light this year, right? It's Chrissy Teigen, not Chrissy Teigen.
Yeah.
I've been saying Teigen this whole
time. Same here.
Boy, how embarrassed are you?
But you know what she did? She was just like, fuck it, call me Chrissy Teigen.
Yeah.
She was like, I know my dad pronounces it this way. But what's correct, right?
Wow. That's a bar.
Although I just want to be honest. Mm-hmm. Whenever people spell "it's the real" as three different words and put like an apostrophe in there and it's like grammatically correct, I hate it. I hate it. Our thing, and I get so mad, is it's no apostrophe, no spaces. Just one thing.
Yeah. But like, there's a guy who listened to every episode of our podcast, made a whole big deal about how he was going to listen to every episode, and there's been 200 and whatever. So he's spent about 400 hours with us.
Yes. Damn. Every episode we say, no apostrophe, no spaces.
That's so intimate.
And so then he gets to, you know, episode 223, and he's like, I made it. Thank you so much. It's apostrophe, spaces, the real. And it was like, all right, you want to know what? Like, if he doesn't get it, I'm not going to fight this fight.
Oh, I'm going to keep it alive.
Yeah. But do people pronounce your name wrong?
Yeah, like people who my mom introduced me to as Akeem, they hear it and say Hakeem. Mm-hmm. There's no H.
Right.
It's Akeem.
You're not
Olajuwon.
Right.
Right. I'm prettier than him though.
Would teachers mispronounce it?
They say Akeem. Mm-hmm. But it's like a soft ooh.
Ladies,
please don't.
So, would you correct them should they mispronounce your name?
Uh-huh.
Okay,
that's the best way to do it. To answer the question is to just nip it in the bud.
Yeah.
When you even have some sort of passive aggressiveness, they know that it could be serious. Even if you really don't give a fuck, it's a good way to teach people.
Yeah.
There you go.
Or you can just like seethe in anger and hold on to it for 30 years.
Right, holding on to it like this into a bottle.
Okay, how can I keep my neighbors from seeing me swimming nude when they're jumping on their trampoline? I have really nice neighbors and we are always pleasant to each other. We put up a large above ground pool in our backyard and they put up a trampoline. I would like to enjoy our pool. How can I put this delicately without tan lines? I do not want to offend them or expose myself to their teenage son when he's jumping on their trampoline. Is there a tactful way to ask them to move the trampoline?
See, I didn't even put into in my head the fact that maybe the neighbors were not of age. I thought like everyone was an adult here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But okay, so we're dealing with children jumping on the trampoline. This isn't like an adult thing.
Right. Yeah.
So does that change the equation?
Well, it also changes the equation if they built the trampoline specifically to spy on her.
Wow.
I was assuming that it was a dude.
Oh.
Oh, maybe.
Like laying out tanning.
Yeah.
And doesn't want the next door neighbors to watch him.
Seeing.
I thought it was SPF a lady.
Well, SPF dick is a great.
I thought you said SP ethnic.
No.
Totally different thing. Okay.
Does that change anything if
it's a guy or a girl?
Yeah.
No, I was just saying that's how I interpret it.
It feels like you're projecting.
You're the director here.
Yeah.
Right.
So it feels like Guap Dad. Guap Daddy.
Yeah.
Akeem.
4,000.
I feel like you're saying that this might be you. You built a pool above ground.
Damn it.
No,
I ain't gonna lie, because I literally had to go through this with like moving in all these people into my house, my team, my photographers, because I do hella shit naked.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm always fucking bitches all the time now. And I'm having like wild foursomes and shit. So sometimes when I wake up, it's not time to put on clothes.
Right.
And I got this crazy balcony, like a good ass view in the hills. I'm trying to be naked on the balcony. Like I'm always fucking on there.
You didn't buy a house with a balcony not to be naked.
Exactly. So I told them, like, y'all just gonna have to not be in the hallway when I'm in the hallway. Because if you wake up in the morning and you see the early bird getting that worm.
Yeah, that SPF dick.
Or three early birds getting that worm, you know?
Yeah. It is what it is.
So it's like when you go to a baseball game and they have the signs and they say like, hey, watch out for, you know, a bat flying into the crowd.
Exactly.
It's just sort
of... It's the same way.
Yeah, exactly.
Watch out for the bat. The Louisville slugger. Flying. But also, it's up to bruh. Or
ma'am.
Bitch,
yeah.
To just not do it while the kids is out. It's not like you can't hear a trampoline. If y'all that close to where it is visible, it's also audible.
Yeah.
So just don't go out right there.
Mm. Yeah, or move your above ground pool somewhere else.
Yeah, because the above ground pool is also mobile, is it not? Scoop the shit over.
Yeah. Back to the being in the same hallway thing. I want to get famous enough where I can tell people who live in my house not to look me in the eye. Is that where you are?
No, not yet, but I strive to be that way.
Yeah. Real aspirational. I aspire to be a dick. Should I confront my niece about pretending to be other people on social media? My Ooh. Niece is a lovely young woman. My daughter and I are very close to her. She's an adult in her mid-30s.
So this is the whole thing behind catfishing, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, catfishing is purposefully going there and assuming another identity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I would say, don't fucking do that. That's just my thing. Because the other side is that, like, people get something out of doing that. They're just like, yo, I get to live my life. It's like, you know, in another world, in another, through another set of eyes. But I'm going to say, no, don't do that. Is that wrong?
Yeah, it's definitely wrong. I mean, it's a weird thing for me to, like, dance around because identity theft. Mm-hmm. But I'm doing it for, like, financial gain. These people aren't happy with themselves, and it's big projection. So I would definitely say, speak up on that bitch and bust her out.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's not cool. Because what happens with catfishing is it fucks up other people's lives, other people's emotions and their situations. And then that's unfair, is for you to be mad at whatever you got going on with yourself and it fucked the next person up.
Mm.
That shit's lame. Like, you're a weirdo.
Right. Money's one thing, but emotions.
Yeah, exactly.
Fucked up.
Unless they're tied together.
Money and emotions kind of go hand in hand.
Mm-hmm.
But money's something you can always get back. Especially if you're scamming from the bank where it's like insured.
Did you guys see the Travis Scott, the guy who posed as Travis Scott?
Fucked up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like.
Oh, that was super fucked up.
I watched the video.
It was a and
it was so poorly done that it's not even worth. Like, it's not even like, oh, like, this is a clever thing. And he, because he said that he was trying to prove a point about the internet. And it's like, no, you sort of just proved a point about yourself, like, being, like, an idiot.
Yeah.
Because he was just copying the Justin Bieber burrito guy.
Thing, right.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, the burrito thing didn't really hurt Justin Bieber.
Was it not Justin Bieber?
It wasn't Justin Bieber.
No. So that was a whole thing. Like, these people wanted to put a video out and see how far it could go.
Mm-hmm.
And so they, like, you know, Reddit was the thing that really, like, blew it up. And then it was on the news and just everywhere.
Yeah.
But that didn't hurt Justin Bieber at all.
Well,
I think opposite. It probably, like, made him more more popular and sparked this conversation.
Wait, would you like Justin Bieber more if he ate a burrito wrong?
Yeah, I was fucking with it.
Yeah, oh. Yeah, sorry to break it to you right here and now.
Yeah, he eats a burrito normal.
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah.
I thought.
Yeah.
Man.
I know.
I'm a big fan of, like, when people do weird shit that nobody else does.
Right.
I hella attach to mm-hmm. that type of shit.
Oh.
Yeah, wait, what's something that you do conventionally wrong?
I pour the milk before the cereal.
Huh.
Why?
I just fuck with it that way.
How much milk do you put in the bowl?
It just depends on how much I want
to
eat.
just enough to lap up. How can I force my husband to stop giving sips of his cocktail to a friend of ours? My husband and I eat out frequently with a couple we like, but the husband doesn't order his own drinks. When cocktails are served, he asks to take my husband's instead. I find this disgusting. My husband refuses to say anything. He doesn't want to hurt his feelings. But what about me? My husband is jeopardizing my health over this man's feelings. Mm. We have fought about this. How do I make this stop? I say, mind your own business.
No. I would say make it a health thing. I think that's the easiest way to do it. Be like, yo, I don't want whatever he's got.
If your goal is to stop it, make it a health thing. Because mm-hmm. that's, like, super important. And if that's your husband, then he's supposed to rock with that over everything.
Right?
Because that's a trump card. But also, you need to think about your relationship between your husband and this nigga, because that's also sounding like some gay shit.
Mm.
They might have something going on.
And maybe that's what they're fighting about.
Exactly.
let's get to the root of it.
Maybe that's why he's defending it so much, because, like, that's his little ooh-wah.
Yeah. I think that it's just, like, if the guy wants to not order his own drink and for some reason wants to drink this dude's drink and the dude is fine with it.
Well, could you make it a money thing? You don't want to have,
we're,
like,
in dire straits. We can't afford.
Yeah.
I can only afford this.
Nah, man. It just sounds like some, like, pseudo-sexual shit when I hear it. Because the only time I would share a drink is with, like, my brother. You know what I'm saying? Or, like, my close-ass friends.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, with a bitch.
Mm-hmm.
And he's sharing it with his close ass friends.
Right.
Exactly.
Got it. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I understand.
What if the close ass friend called him daddy? Does that sway the it argument
just,
one way?
It
or
just kind of depends if he's dating a murderer with his feet up.
Here's one that I figure is a question that's very relatable to a lot of people.
Okay.
Like maybe the drinking from another couple's drink is not relatable. This one might be.
Okay.
Why won't anyone hire me for my brilliant ideas? I'm very talented in my creativity and thinking ability. I have a lot of ideas I would like to pass around a marketing firm or ideally to direct companies. I have no idea where to start. I also have started a small business and it's profitable within the first year, but it's not what I want to do. I would rather be somewhat of a consultant or an ideas man.
Signed, Jeff Rosenthal.
Yeah.
Mom, Dad, tell Jeff what you think.
Yeah. Why won't anyone hire me for my brilliant ideas?
I'm from the Bay. We're the land of brilliant ideas and zero execution. If you're not executing on them brilliant ideas, then nobody gives a fuck unless you're already rich.
Yo.
I'm not going to listen about how to make money from a broke nigga.
Do you get inundated with people who are just like, yo, I got the best ideas and no one's giving me a shot?
Yeah, all the time.
All the time. Same here.
I was that guy.
Oh,
I was him. I was this email. I sent this in like 5 years ago. I swear. But I had to learn that it's just because I wasn't executing. Mm. If you can't find a way to at least prove it on the micro scale, then nobody gives a fuck because you're not doing shit. Everybody got bright ideas, especially where I'm from.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a hub of intelligence. Fucking Silicon Valley, San Francisco.
If you look,
Berkeley.
Google, you heard of it?
If you look back at those ideas 5 years ago, are they still brilliant?
They fire, because that's how I'm famous now.
Yeah. Mm. What was the first idea that you executed and actually, like, I feel like it was your house party.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The parties.
Was that because you had to take it into your own hands?
Yep.
Yeah. So fuck everyone else trying to, you put yourself on.
Exactly.
That's the bottom line. So whoever's writing this should say, fuck all the help that I need, that I quote unquote need. Do it yourself. That's what we did. Like, the first video we ever shot was based around a Biggie line where he said, you're mad because my style you're admiring. Don't be mad. UPS is hiring. We wanted to get the reactions from the UPS drivers who hated it and the FedEx and the DHL guys thought it was the greatest thing in the world. We went to a FedEx depot and we're like, hey, could we use your help? And they said no. And we said, fuck you. And we went, grabbed some brown shirts, went to a craft shop and made these UPS logos, and we did it ourselves. We said, fuck them. So really, put it into your own hands. Don't rely on anybody else.
Exactly. Mm. Zero handouts.
Yeah.
Because you're a crybaby and you're a weenie.
Crybaby and a weenie.
Yes.
Take it into your own hands.
Weenie.
Like peeing into the bottle. Gotcha.
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah.
Exactly.
Understood. Yeah.
How do I deal with an employee who threatens to cast magic spells on her coworkers? I've recently been contacted by a supervisor in our company who has heard that one of his subordinates has been regularly cursing both him and his daughter, who also works for the company. By cursing, I don't mean using foul language. I mean she considers herself something of a witch and has been literally putting curses on these people. These people don't generally put much stock in that sort of thing, but they are starting to get scared to work with this woman, especially the daughter.
Mm.
Not exactly sure how to approach the witch. Suggestions. How do I deal with an employee who threatens to cast magic spells on her coworkers?
Yo, I'm not fucking with witches.
I don't even want to answer the question.
I know, yeah.
Shout out to old girl, baby.
I know, yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, like, I would definitely look up my own magic spells.
No, why?
How do you fight magic?
I don't know.
What, fire?
No, maybe. Maybe, you know what?
They did burn witches.
Yeah. Actually, that's a really good idea.
Yeah.
Drown them.
Yeah.
Or, like, light them on fire.
Yeah.
This is a good idea.
I mean,
like, okay, if Base God said anything about you, how would you fight back on that?
Mm.
Yeah, now I made it relatable.
Yes, yeah.
Now I put it in terms of you guys understand, right?
Yeah.
Witches are crazy.
I don't know if you can fight Base God, right? Isn't it like Kevin Durant had to overcome it himself? Actually, no. Kevin Durant had to go to the Warriors.
Yeah,
and then
get the Base God's approval.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So you don't fight the Base God. Don't fight the witches.
You just become one of them.
I don't think the Base God could curse me.
No, but you guys are from the same area.
It don't matter. He could curse people from the Bay. It's just I'm the scam guy.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus cannot send Buddha to hell.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm exempt.
So you're good. So you're just, all right. I definitely would go to war with the witches.
Wait, just real quick.
If anybody wants to be on my side as we... go off to this coven of witches.
When tax season comes up, will you sign your tax forms and say under occupation scam god?
I could.
That'd be so dope.
You could also go to jail, whatever.
Hey guys, just want to interrupt this podcast, this first day of the 12 days of podcast, to tell you that it was my birthday this past Monday.
Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you. Jeff, you know who got angry at the fact that I didn't say it was my birthday?
That would be the Locks.
All three members of the Locks got mad that I only put it on Instagram.
And also Guap Dad.
Guap Dad got mad too that I didn't tell him. Is it my job to put it out there that it was my birthday? Should I be promoting the fact that December 10th was my birthday? That everybody should know that it was my birthday this past Monday?
Is that what you're doing now?
Yes. Because I want to tell people if they want to get me something for my birthday, which was this past December 10th.
Wow, this is a real Leo move.
It's a Sagittarius season.
I know,
Jeff.
But you're acting like a real Leo right now.
Respect my fire sign.
Mm-hmm.
Go to itsthereal.com/shop. Get yourself a t-shirt, a sweatshirt, a rhyme book, and tell them that Eric sent you.
Happy birthday, Eric.
Thank you very much, Jeff.
Let's get this money.
And now back to Guap Dad.
How can I get my fiance to shower more than twice a month?
Oh, a divorce. Because that nigga stank.
How can I convince my boyfriend to let me continue fostering kittens even though he's allergic to cats?
How much do you really love some pussy? If it's, you know.
Oh, that was so bad. You just inconsiderate. You're just inconsiderate. If that's how you rocking, like, stop it.
Yeah, like,
it's just one thing you're going to have to not do. Like, if you love making dairy products and the love of your life is lactose intolerant,
right,
then the least you could do is not do it around them.
Right.
Yeah.
No, people get shots. People are just like, yo, I will stay in this relationship and that cat's going to stay and I'll get my shots.
I feel like I would build a side house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or like live in a tent.
Just have your own little trap. Mm-hmm. Where you could fuck with whatever you fucks with.
But
keep it separate so for him it's unfuckwittable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that cat is not coming near me if I'm allergic to cats. I'm not getting on shots. I'm not changing my life for an animal.
Well, I'm gonna damn near kick it.
But you get along with all animals.
Of course.
Yeah. So you're good. You're good money.
Yeah. I mean, I got that type of aura. Just wildlife loves me.
How can I get over being dumped for doing something I don't remember because I was blackout drunk?
Whoa.
How can I get over being dumped for doing something I don't remember because I was blackout drunk? I'd just say apologize.
But wait, hold on.
No, the question is get over. So
right.
So he or she is trying to deal with whoever they fucked while they was drunk.
Right.
Or like whoever they fucked over.
They say, counting this event, I've only been drunk 3 times, so it's extremely out of character for me. So then this person's extremely whack.
Wait, isn't that also the dopest way to sort of break up with someone and be like, you don't remember that? Like, and convince them.
What, you want to
play mind games? Listen, yeah.
You want to gaslight the person? Just like, hey, yeah, you don't remember because you were drunk, right? Remember? I can't remember I was drunk. Wow.
I do. I want to commit to it. I do.
Okay. I'm not mad at that.
Yeah, right?
I feel like Eric's stock is going to go down after this.
The relationship's already over. Let's go out with a really exciting...
Like, you punched those 3 Russian dudes, and then they came and jumped me.
And you know what?
And now I got to move meth for the Russian mob.
Right. Thanks.
Up my ass, I'm a fucking Russian mob mule. That's why I'm in here walking funny. Right.
So you wouldn't even make it, like, a very small thing?
Uh-uh.
Just be like, yeah.
It got
like,
to be blown out of proportion.
Like, you finished the milk. You don't remember? No.
That's just childish. That's just childish. I'm petty, but like, I'm petty on a grand scale.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm more like petty, like on a Seinfeld level, where it's just like it's one tiny thing, and it's just like, well, then that's over. Am I wrong to be annoyed that my husband calls random women mama?
No, that's like a.
Nah,
am I wrong to be annoyed? I think that you're.
It could be a Puerto Rican thing.
Yeah, so I mean, then you are wrong to be annoyed.
It could just be like a habit from like a player lifestyle though.
Mm-hmm.
Because I call bitches mama all the time.
Yeah. I feel like Koza calls women mama.
Yeah.
Not to sell out Koza in his happy relationship.
But it's just like,
but she knows.
You know what I'm saying? Just like a term of endearment.
Of course. Yeah.
For women.
Right.
This woman says,
it's better it really... be like, what's up, bitch?
Yeah, I know. I also like how we've covered like daddy and mama in this conversation.
You know, it really bothered me when we went to lunch and he said it to a complete stranger, our waitress, as he thanked her for simply doing her job.
No, I'm okay with that. I'm all right.
Yeah, this lady sounds lame.
If she tips, then she's lame. Because you tipping for people simply doing their job. So what's language?
Oh, are we talking just in general?
We're talking tips.
I'm talking about in general. If she tips,
mm-hmm.
then what is the difference of paying somebody extra money for simply doing their job and using extra language?
So my thing is, I tip because the system dictates that that you should tip. Because like obviously these people's salaries are not being like at a point where, I mean, I never worked in the service industry, but I feel like these people are on their feet all day and they're not getting paid enough to be on their
feet. So if you get food delivered to the crib,
yeah,
do you put a little something on top of what they have asked you to pay for the services rendered?
No.
Wow.
I only tip like when I got hella extra money to give,
mm-hmm.
or when I used to scan for big meals. Oh, I would tip hundreds.
Mm-hmm.
I'm leaving $120 tips, $80 tips, $65, like random numbers.
Yeah.
But I always felt this way, and I never worked in the service industry, but I've dated people who have, and they on the opposite side of the spectrum. But I do understand where they come from. My thing is, I didn't tell you to apply for that job. So I don't give a fuck about how unfair it is, because even knowing that it was unfair, you still went in head first. And decided
you
to
sound
do that.
Republican.
It's not, but at the same time, it's not like every Republican idea was wrong. I don't identify with any of that shit at all. But for me, it's like, I was working at the bank. Mm-hmm. And I'm dealing with.
Oh, you work at the bank, you are Republican.
I'm dealing with hundreds of thousands. Mm-hmm. And at my bank, I got hired by like a big homie who used to be a regional manager. So like his branch, now that he moved down to a branch manager, got to be A1.
Yeah.
So I'm walking people to their car. I'm there 30 minutes early, 40 minutes after, calling people, checking up on accounts, things that need to be open and closed, making sure everybody got the right thing.
And they're not like slipping.
I'll never get a tip.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and I didn't think about if I should be getting one or not. And I also wasn't getting paid as much as everybody else was getting paid in the branch, because I was on like the homie hires type shit.
Right.
Mm.
But I knew that. You got, like, it's not my job to pay you extra. Y'all better unionize and use the tools that you can have with your voice as an American and go bad on niggas, or don't do it.
Woo. Do you tip strippers?
But strippers is different. They're not working on a wage. Strippers is tips only. You got to pay to work to strip.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right. Yeah.
And then out of the money you get tipped, you have to tip everybody out. So strippers is different because they're not on an hourly anything. And as a patron, you go in the establishment knowing that that's what you do there.
Mm-hmm. By the way, Jeff, you were a camp counselor.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the year, when your camper's parents didn't have tips, what'd you do?
Played extra hard in dodgeball.
Knock some heads off.
Yeah. Aim for the legs. Whatever, their parents should have tipped.
That's right.
I was getting paid $200 a summer. Should I tell my ex-wife's twin sister, whom I'm dating, that my ex-wife cheated on me?
Whoa.
About 3 years ago, I found out that my wife of 5 years was having affairs with multiple men. I was crushed and we got divorced. About a year ago, I ran into her twin sister during a work event and we began dating.
This sounds like a soap opera.
We love each other very much, and now my ex-wife has threatened to sever all ties with her sister and turn the family against her if our relationship continues. I never told my ex-wife's family about her cheating because I didn't want to embarrass her. Should I tell the truth or just move on?
Okay. The ex-wife definitely told her sister. There's no way that they kept that information, you know, apart.
I mean, what if they're the type of twins that just don't fuck with each other?
Just totally?
Yeah.
But then why would it matter if they broke the family apart?
Because her sister Petty.
Sister Petty was my favorite nun at the Catholic school I went to. I called her mama.
Wait, can you date? First of all, let's just start there. Yeah. Can you date?
Yes, I have.
How'd that go?
I've done it twice, actually.
Mm-hmm. How'd it go? Are you 0-2?
Nah, I don't take no L's for one. It was lit.
Wow.
It was lit. In the back of your mind, you want to do the porn thing where you get to have both the bitches. But it just don't work like that because it's incest.
So, right. Okay. So you.
But
you,
I wanted it to. Trust me.
You got it in with both girls.
Mm-hmm.
How recent was the first one? Like, no, the time like, in between.
Yeah. No, this was. They were both same year.
Wow.
And this is like. Yo, you're bold. 2 years ago.
And they knew about it.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Do you think they did that on purpose?
Wait, were they okay? Because
they were living together, and I was coming over, and I was fucking one.
You did it while they were living together.
Mm-hmm.
You did the roommate switch.
Yep, I was coming over. But the roommate
switch
and
the twin switch, like that's like a lot of layers. This is like you went through the whole onion.
Yeah. Nah, so the old girl, is like a YouTube. They like do YouTube and shit.
Wow,
that might have gave it away.
All right,
but I came over and I used to fuck her, and she just is one of them bitches who just love to fuck. So I really gotta perform, or I'm getting toasted in the group.
You're
chat
not getting
all week.
You're right. Not getting tipped, right?
Yeah,
right.
pretty much. But because of said performance, mm-hmm. it's impossible for her other sister not to hear.
Right. Well, how big is their house?
Like it was a studio apartment. Bath, and she made the other, because like a loft type situation.
Uh-huh.
She just made the other section like her spot.
Which one was allergic to cats?
Wow. So did it end well for them?
I think they got different spots now because they both got boyfriends and shit now.
Oh. Mm-hmm. They still get along?
Yeah. No. I mean, I'm pretty sure it was done on purpose.
Wow. Obviously, the second one was okay with you dating both.
Uh-huh.
But the question is, was the first one? Because obviously, I mean, she didn't
I mean,
say
she's
anything.
Seen me.
You've seen him since?
No, I'm saying when I was doing it, they was living together. So she's seen me come over.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It just is what it is.
And have you seen him since?
Mm-hmm.
And everything's straight?
Yeah, we cool. All
right.
It's always weird when people act, because I was just fucking them.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's weird when people actually date.
Oh, no. When I was in sixth grade, it was all emotion.
Like twins, it's weird to me.
Yeah.
Because I feel like... What's going on?
Oh, wait. So these girls were twins or these girls were sisters?
No, these girls are twins. Mm. Identical
twin sisters.
Twins.
Oh, yeah. See, that's weird.
Identical.
Identical.
Like they got the same face.
Brain.
Yeah.
One skinnier than the other one.
Yeah.
And she got like a weird pinky.
Were they the yin-yang twins? All right. Is it acceptable to pee in the sink when my wife isn't home?
Mm.
I live in a Midwestern community.
Yes.
Wait, it is acceptable.
Yeah.
I've what? Eaten a sink before.
It is acceptable. It's sort of understood. It works the same way. It goes to the same place.
It's
yeah.
like a it's like a real nigga thing, man. Yeah. If you like a solid man with good American virtues, you've peed in the sink before.
Yeah.
What?
Sometimes listen, you can't make it to the bathroom in the sink. Got to get
yeah. Yo, well, let's be real honest right here. Let's be how real are you, Guap Dad? Do you pee off your balcony?
Of course. I peed off it 3 times.
Wow. That's dope.
Yeah.
All right.
I got a little grass patch on the left because I got 2 balconies, Flex. Yeah. So I go to the balcony in my room, Flex, and then I pee on the little grass patch right there so I don't get it on like none of my concrete.
But you live with other people. Mm-hmm. Have anybody ever been just like, oh, it's a Saturday morning. It's a nice day for a walk. Walk near the stream or in the stream.
Wow.
Nah, because my side of the balcony is on the side of the house that they would never be at.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like the corner. So like, if this is my room, these are my huge sliding doors with panoramic view of the city. And then you have to walk out, and then this is where the other people would go, down the stairs. And then
into the pea garden.
No, I would go here, and that's the pea garden.
Guys.
Sorry, the pea swamp.
No, this should be not...
the swamp.
This is definitely not a surprise that the Falcons got wings, okay?
You know what I'm saying?
Wait, but now I'm confused. So, we live together.
Yeah.
Do you pee in the sink?
No, I don't pee in the sink. Yeah.
Sorry, that was present tense. Have you peed in our sink?
No, I haven't peed in our sink, no.
All right. You just seemed very, like, willing to be like, yeah, you can pee in the sink.
Oh, I'm open.
What?
Hey, yeah. Because sometimes that sink got to get it.
Is it okay to take several cookies from the free cookie tray at the bank?
You damn right.
Oh.
I used to work at the bank, take yep. them motherfuckers.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I used to go to a gym where they had cookies out. And, and pizza. They would have pizza Fridays, and they had cookies there. And I was
that's not a bank. That's an Italian restaurant.
I was like, why? Why are you doing this? Like, it's like, I just put in my work. Now I got to, like, take it all back, right, when I'm leaving? I don't think so. Anyway, but free cookies. No. You know what's nice, though, when
the better joke would have been, Eric, that's not a bank. That's a middle school cafeteria.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Or maybe it wasn't a better joke.
No.
It was horrible. Because we just came from peeing in sinks.
I know.
Yeah.
You worked at a bank. They had the free cookies there. You take more than one and you're cool?
Just take them, bro. We don't want the motherfuckers.
What are you talking about?
Because if you don't eat them, they're going to get stale. And then one of us got to throw them away.
Oh, so you're doing everyone a favor.
Yeah.
All Listen, right. if I'm not getting those cookies, then who is?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Literally nobody gives a fuck about how many cookies you take.
When you check into a hotel and they give you free cookies, as they do at some hotels, do you ask for another one?
I don't really eat cookies, though.
Oh.
I had a horrible experience with an edible.
And that ruined baked goods for you?
Pretty much, because I don't eat cake and I can't eat chocolate. Like, heavy amounts of chocolate, I have an anxiety attack.
Whoa.
And this is one of the Falcon's only weaknesses.
Whoa. Wow. Your kryptonite is 60% Swiss chocolate.
It's specifically yellow cake, not uranium, with chocolate frosting.
Shout out to Duncan Hines. Wait, so how long ago was that?
This was the same day I actually met
us?
My ex-girlfriend. Oh.
Well.
Horrible. I was high for 3 days. I had to get my stomach pumped. I went into mini seizures.
Oh, that's really bad.
Hallucinating, like the whole shit.
So, zero cookies.
How can I get my colleague to stop calling me mom?
Is this an online thing? Is this
My coworker is a very young 20-something-year-old man. A few weeks ago, a group of us were chatting, and I was talking about how sad I am that my older children recently moved out. He piped in and said that he would love to have me as a mom, and he would never move out on me. I thought he was joking and just laughed it off. It is now becoming apparent that he meant it.
Right. Okay. So here's my thing. I hate when, like, people have a joke and you think it's, like, funny for a moment, but they keep it going.
Yeah.
That sounds like this type of thing right here. Yeah. Like, he doesn't know when to stop.
Yeah.
That's bad.
You just got to tell him.
Yeah?
You just got to holler at him, like, yeah, the joke's over. You got to find a way. If she's a funny bitch, she got to find a way to spin it to where, like, now she's calling him something and he got to figure something else out. Or she could just nip it in the bud, because you're so grown.
Right.
Do it.
Like, no, that's gross?
What,
like,
be the guy's mom?
Nah, don't, like, speak up. Like, yeah, I'm just not feeling the mom thing anymore.
If you've got a problem with somebody, you can't just, like, let it fester within you.
Yeah.
Like, you have to say something.
Or else you're a
weenie. And stop, like, writing letters to advice columnists where, like, they might respond to it.
Right.
And also where people like us might respond to it in a whole different venue.
Exactly. Yeah. Right.
How can I get my dad to stop wearing fluorescent streaks in his hair? My 62-year-old father has recently started to streak his hair with fluorescent colors. He does it when he goes to his job and coordinates his hair color with his outfits. As far as I know, his employer has not said anything as of yet.
Coordinates with the outfits.
Yeah.
Stop hating on that old nigga getting his swing back. That nigga got mojo. You know how many old people is ready to die because they just bitter and they miserable with being hella old, and they put that on everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
This man is trying to brighten up everybody else's day, including his, and that's your pop. So
number one, he's got hair.
Yeah.
Like, shout out to that.
That he could even die multiple times.
Right? Oh, yeah.
Well, he might have, like, six hairs, and it's just, like, each one is a different color.
Even so, that'd be funny as fuck.
Yeah.
And he got the matching suits. Imagine if he got Homer Simpson hair where he just got the three.
Yeah.
And they just bright pink, and he come in with the fly bright pink tie.
I'm already subscribed to his SoundCloud channel. I'm already into whatever this dude is up to.
I saw that you were shooting a video with a bunch of older people,
yeah.
Elderly people.
Oh, no, they was old.
Yeah, recently.
Yeah.
How'd that go?
Bruh, whoever, like, casted these old people was fucking insane, bruh. First of all, it was one dude up there. I'm not sure if he was senile or what, But he was just flying at the mouth of straight crazy shit. He was like, "You ain't no Spike Jones." I was like, "What?" He's like, "You'll never be Saban Davis Jr." I was like, "What?"
So, why are you saying that?
And so, hey, and then it was another couple, and they live in a Joshua Tree.
Mm. Oh.
And he paints huge, fabulous oil painting portraits. And his wife is like twerking. And she like bouncing ass. And he and they hella old.
Yeah.
They're like 80 something.
Yeah.
And he like, "Yeah, that's that move I like." Mm-hmm. And she twerking on me. And I was like, "This is the cuckold section all over."
Yeah, yeah.
And then it was another one from South Africa. And she was like, you could tell she was the model. She used to be like the fine skinny bitch. You
yeah,
know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And she was just straight like trying to fuck.
And?
I was with Gashi. He's on a song with me. And she like showed him nudes and was like hugging niggas and squeezing ass and like getting it.
Wow.
And I'm like, this bitch.
Wait, Gashi's a kept man now? Yeah. Is that the headline that we come out of here
with?
I think so.
Yes.
Is it ethical for me to continue to hook up with a guy who has alt-right sympathies but is very good in bed? So this is a neo-Nazi.
I'm saying anybody right-wing, cut them off. Cut them off till they get some sense back in them. That's it.
Yeah.
When it comes to the alt-right shit, I just say for myself I don't align with anything because I come from scamming and we steal from the people in the government.
Right.
So it's like counterintuitive almost.
And also, like, alt-right is really like Nazis. Like,
yeah. Alt-right are Nazis and they should be punched.
Yes.
Yeah,
exactly.
In the face.
Exactly
in
right.
In bed. Should I go to my friend's wedding even though I already attended their wedding a year ago?
Well.
Yeah. That's your partner.
Well, yeah.
Unless they're making like a whole big thing about
it. Well, no, listen, Jeff. Our cousin got married 3 times to the same girl.
In 1 year.
3 different ceremonies.
Why is that, though?
From Liberia, so they had a Liberian wedding in Staten Island. Then they had a wedding for themselves in
Las Vegas. You know, just to sort of, like, get it going.
Yeah.
And then they had a wedding that was, like, the big function, and so that was...
In Maryland. So we went to 2 out of the 3. We didn't go to the Vegas one, but we did
Tripping.
Go to 2 out of 3. Had dressed up for 2 out of 3... Gifts for 2 out of 3. Like, we really did it.
Yeah.
Would you do it?
That's on you to bring double gifts.
I'm going
to
say, when you go to a wedding, I bet you, like, kill it. Number one.
Mm-hmm.
Number two.
Yeah, do you do, like, a black suit or do you do, like,
I am such a big personality that I often have to either be with a bitch who going to, like, calm me down or remind myself that it's not about me. So I come just normal, regular, sexy, just in case the other family got some fine-ass bitches in there. Because when it come to talking, I'm going to give a fuck. The speech, niggas is crying, bitches getting wet.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Grandmas know that her time on earth, she ready to go. It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
But after anything before that, I'm just...
So you don't go in there with like... The idea of, like, you know, she's going to be wearing a white dress, and, like, if you were a girl, you would also be wearing a white dress. Like, you're not trying to upstage them.
No, I mean, but I also don't feel like the whole white dress thing. Like, it's no way that I could ever, even if I can't bust down glitter suit, I'm still not getting married.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just more stylish than you, nigga.
Mm-hmm.
Or would you get married, pop-up marriage, same day?
Pop-up marriage with merch.
Yeah. Wow. That'd be so good.
Yeah.
I'm selling merch at my wedding.
Same. Yo, the line outside of Guap Dad's wedding was crazy.
That's crazy. Yeah. I never wanted to be one of the dudes that, like, I wouldn't propose at my partner wedding.
Mm-hmm. Or would you?
I'm not against it. But I don't like... Because at first I said
down.
I wouldn't, but I feel like there's such a stigma on what has to go on and what can't.
Are you saying that, like, if you're the best man and you get that microphone and you pull up and you get some bitch from the wedding party and you just, like, bring her on the dance floor and you propose right there at your best friend's wedding, that's the plan?
No, I mean, she'd have to be my bitch already. Like, if I'm proposing to you, we locked in.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I love you. I'm riding and dying for you. And if I decide to propose at the wedding, I'm just not going to do it at the big parts.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, what do you guys think about public proposals anyway?
Oh, at like a stadium?
Yeah, or like...
Oh, I'm into all of that shit.
On the Jumbotron?
I like attention. I want to do some crazy... I literally want to like have a flash mob dance, and then I pop out something, or maybe I just cascade from the sky on a harness.
Right.
Mm-hmm. On an Hermes leather harness.
That's what we discussed in the last podcast. So yeah. I'm glad that it's still like top of mind. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah. What if she's super not into it? Like the public part of it.
No, but wouldn't you already know that at that point?
She wouldn't be into me. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. She wouldn't be into me because that's the type of nigga I am.
Yo, she already knows you pee off the balcony. Mm-hmm. You know, she already knows that you're okay with whatever animals.
Exactly.
She's fine.
Yeah.
She's fine by that point.
It's pee-pee time.
Yeah. Pee-pee meaning proposal, right?
Yes. Yeah. Prada proposal.
How can I tell my family that I've been lying to them about going to college for the past 4 years?
That's
I pretended to go to college for almost 4 years when I actually dropped out my freshman year. I've been working as a temp since then and living off campus. My family doesn't know since I fake my grades, account statements, everything.
That's crazy. People who fake their deaths.
I've used the money they've been giving me to help me afford my room and board.
Could you fake your death, do you think? Do you think it's possible for you to like actually like pull that off and escape somewhere like Cuba or somewhere like that?
I mean, I'm Filipino, so I'd probably just go to the Philippines. But nah, because I'm too much of a, I'm too addicted to my phone, social media. Like, I couldn't do it. I like attention too much.
You would post.
It's never nothing.
Could you fake your own
like
death?
I'll start a blog.
Could I fake my own
and people
death?
Know it'll yeah. me. It's me.
Yeah. Yeah. No, because and also like,
I think I could.
Or if you commit like a Whitey Bulger type crime, right?
What's
right.
that?
Well, Whitey Bulger was a big gangster out in Boston.
Yeah.
And he ran the mob out there.
Oh, okay.
And killed a lot of people and got a lot of money.
Racketeering.
And then went on the run.
Shout out to 6ix9ine.
And was hiding out in somewhere in California.
Mm-hmm.
And the feds got him, and he recently died, actually, in jail.
Yeah, R.I.P.
But
shout out to 6ix9ine.
Whitey Bulger had to, like, you know, shave his beard and keep a low profile and the whole thing.
Yeah.
Could you do that?
Yes.
You could keep it up?
Yeah.
You wouldn't be, like, you know, looking at Time magazine and see, like, a profile on you and then just, like,
well,
read it out in public? And
it would have to be, I need to perform a crime that is so big mm-hmm. and so, like, out of character for me.
Ocean's 11?
Yeah. And then...
If you did an Ocean's 11 type crime,
mm-hmm.
you feel like you could... Actually, here's my
yes.
big thing. You definitely could.
Yes.
You commit the crime, but then everyone's got to be quiet. The other dozen of you
but that
have
also
to keep
mean
their
that,
mouths shut.
Yeah, but this that's also means big, that I flipped on everybody.
That's a big to-do. No, you're all quiet. You got your money, and you're on the run.
Oh, okay.
You didn't flip.
Sorry. I thought I was in witness protection. Okay.
No. You are good. You're
uh-huh.
off on that road.
Uh-huh.
You got that money in the bag.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's got to keep their mouth shut. You can do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
You could do it?
Yeah, for
are we
sure.
all committing a crime tonight?
Hell
yeah. Let's do a heist.
Look, y'all, man. That's why I started saying.
Look,
I've been waiting on this. I don't need a rap or nothing.
Yeah. Yo, I take off my glasses. I look like somebody completely different.
Wow.
I look like Dan.
Well, now you got to. Yeah. Can you commit to like growing a beard, though?
Oh, I don't know.
Coloring your
that.
Hair like six different colors?
Well, okay, I would color my hair. I don't like the way I look with a beard.
You might have to.
I don't know, guys. I might be out. That's the one thing.
Also, you know Jeff is... Are you the lookout? Is that what you are?
I'm the grease man.
Okay, I'm the driver, I think. You're the leader, clearly.
Yeah.
And we're good. We're
clearly,
good to go.
Clearly, I'm the front man.
Who, if we were to get some other person that we all know...
Mm-hmm.
To be like the fourth.
Yeah, so
who
would
it
be? Clearly, whoever it is, the four of us together would be the Guapdad Four.
Yeah.
Right. You know? So who would that be?
It would be the Guaptastic Four.
But who's the fourth?
Yeah.
Good question.
Well, if y'all don't know anybody, I'm just bringing in my brother, Jigga Juice.
Okay.
All right.
What can he do?
Everything I can.
Okay. You guys are like yin and yang?
Yeah, wait. Exactly. What do you think my skills are?
You?
Yeah.
You'd be the dude who I'd be like... I can't get past the security system. Yeah, it's no way we can hack it. And then you'll cut me off and be like, I'm in.
let me tell you, we're not. I'd be like, let me call customer support. Eric can drive.
I can drive. Yeah. I'm a really good driver, actually. Mm-hmm. Yo, one time though, it's a little scamming. I had a friend when I was in high school who worked at a CVS, and one of those gas debit cards was left on the counter, and he called all of us up, like 5-6 of us who had like cars, and he was like, "Yo, we're all like winning tonight, right?" So we go to this one gas station, we pull up, and like it was like just like 1, 2, 3, line up at all the different gas pumps and load up and fill it up, and then quickly get out, jump in the car, swerve around, and right into a red light. And we were like, motherfucker, like the whole thing just like executed perfectly right into a red light. Guap Dad, you want to plug anything? Is this now the time to talk about anything or no?
My project is done. Dior Deposits.
Dior Deposits.
Yes.
It's hard.
It is finished.
Do we have a date for it or anything?
Nah, probably top of the year, though.
All right.
Okay. For sure. Before February.
2019 is just around the corner. Do you feel there's anything you can't do?
Nah, hell no.
The whole year is
yours. You
can't?
Can't.
I don't even say that anymore.
Oh, actually, you can't eat chocolate.
I can eat chocolate, but I refuse to.
That's a good way to spin it.
Yeah. Yo, thank you so much for coming back. Let's do this again very soon.
For sure.
Dior Deposits.
Dior Deposits.
Coming out whenever you want, really.
Yeah. That's cool. I got this song on there called Flossing, where I'm getting my dick sucked in the music video by not one but two bitches in a brand new video.
The sisters?
No.
All right.
Just two. I put out a tweet like, y'all, I want to get sucked in the music video by two bitches. Tap in. I had 180 submissions, went through them.
180?
Yeah.
But, like, not really, though.
Was that 90 duos?
No, really. I had 180 submissions.
No, that I believe. You're not actually getting filmed.
Oh, no, yeah. And that's the thing. We were thinking about doing, like, a Pornhub release at first.
Mm-hmm.
But we got an edit to where it's just good enough for YouTube, because if you don't actually see, like, my dick, you just see the motions.
Whoa.
But, like, I was actually dick out in downtown LA.
Peeing into a bottle.
Oh, yeah.
Off my balcony, my feet up. And one of the bitches was a murderer.
Oh my God.
Glad Dad, you're the best. Always good to see you.
Love y'all, man.
Thanks everyone for listening to this new episode of A Waste of Time. We get to the real day one of the 12 days of podcast. Jeff, if people want to find out more about us, I am Eric. You are Jeff. Curly hair, glasses, together. We are It's The Real. If people want to find out more about A Waste of Time with It's The Real or Two Jews and Two Black Dudes Review the Movies, Jeff, if people want to know anything that's going on this December with your guys, It's The Real, where can they go?
You can always go to itsthereal.com, itsthereal.com, no apostrophes, no spaces, itsthereal.com, itsthereal.com/shop for all your shopping needs. You can always find our podcast on iTunes and Spotify if you search for A Waste of Time with It's The Real, or go to SoundCloud, soundcloud.com/A Waste of Time, or even soundcloud.com/2Jews2BlackDudes. You can always find our music on Spotify and all other streaming platforms, including SoundCloud and
AudioPlay
and Apple Music, Yahoo,
iTunes, AOL, you know, player.
Yeah, real player.
You know what? If you see us in the street, you can ask us to rap right to your face. All of these options are right on the table.
Throw change at our feet and we'll dance.
That's right.
You can also find us on all social media.
All social media?
All of it.
Like what?
Like Instagram at It's The Real, Twitter at It's The Real, Facebook at It's The Real. We can also be on Fortnite.
We can also be on Fortnite.
It's my first time speaking English. I'm a Danish boy.
Jeff, what we like to do in this portion of the podcast is shout out those of you who've been rocking with us and telling your friends and family and fans and fanatics about A Waste of Time with It's The Real. So we like to shout you guys out as a token of our appreciation. Jeff, who do you want to shout?
I want to shout out people who have been getting excited for 12 Days of Podcast.
That was what I was going to do.
Well, it's not like I took the bit.
Yeah,
go ahead. I want to shout out Jojo_0286. I want to shout out Emily in Salt Lake City. I want to shout out Detroit Player. I want to shout out Papa Bear No Tep And I want to shout out BruceDaddy_ all on Twitter, as well as Young One Yacht.
Yeah, I was going to say also Brian Hasty and Jazz One. But I also, Jeff, want to shout out Kodak Black.
Oh, wow.
Shout out to Kodak Black on tomorrow's episode of A Waste of Time with It's the Real, day two of the 12 Days of Podcasts. As always, Jeff, now for real, for real.
Sure, sure.
We'll see you guys tomorrow.